for an opening statement.
Thank you, Chairman Schatz, and thank you and Vice Chair Murkowski for your important work on holding this second fentanyl crisis hearing in Indian Country, and thank you for your comments. I think Senator Murkowski's comments illuminated very well the challenge that we face in dealing with the fentanyl problem specifically in Indian Country. Last month, we heard directly from tribal leaders about fentanyl and the need to help protect members from this deadly drug. Today, we will learn the administration and what they are doing to help in the crisis, and I'm glad that United States Attorney Waldrop of the Eastern District of Washington is here. Thank you so much for being here and can talk directly about how it's harming communities in the eastern part of our state. Earlier this year, federal, state, local, and tribal law enforcement made huge seizures of drugs in eastern Washington. They prevented more than 100 pounds of drugs, 161,000 fentanyl-laced pills from reaching the Colville and Yakima tribal communities. Last week, Kalispell tribe law enforcement officers seized another 18,000 fentanyl-laced pills in Airway Heights, just outside of Spokane, Washington. So make no mistake about it, the fentanyl crisis is a flood of poison entering Indian Country and communities. And it is not a crisis that our tribes can face alone. We've heard about tribal leaders and their law enforcement agencies and how they are chronically understaffed and under-resourced. And in eastern Washington, just a handful of officers are responsible for patrolling thousands of square miles of tribal land, and they can't shoulder that burden alone. Another persistent issue is the lack of strong and consistent data on fentanyl overdoses across Indian Country, and we need to do a good job of understanding that problem. This poses a huge hurdle for effectively directing federal resources, not to mention law enforcement and healthcare professionals, if we don't know how to accurately describe the crisis. As tribal communities everywhere confront this crisis, we know that we need more support. Earlier this week, the National Portland Area Indian Health Board released its federal policy recommendations from the National Tribal Opioid Summit held in August. I know that NCAI will look forward to reviewing those issues. And the summit, I thought, was a very good cross-section of people throughout the United States who were talking about how this was affecting their particular region. But we need more opportunities to do health and wellness. We need more partnership from the federal government on law enforcement. And we need the tools to stop this product from arriving into our countries. I want to applaud our colleagues who went to China and urged the Chinese government to stop production of the precursors that are used. And I think we've made some progress on that. I know that the president met at a summit in San Francisco and had a similar commitment by the Chinese leader. And I hope that our colleagues, whoever is stopping or trying to stop the Senate provisions of the NDAA, the Fend-Off Fentanyl Act, which is literally cracking down on the distribution of drugs by cracking down on the money sources. I know my colleague from Nevada knows this very well, but somehow somebody's trying to stop us from getting this over the goal line. I hope they'll just quit. I hope they'll understand that this is a tool that we need to get past. We need to crack down on these rings. We need to crack down on the money. Those pills that were just held up, this is one package of one delivery happening in our communities everywhere. So the seizure of this product could be greatly enhanced by stopping the trafficking, and we need to pass the Fend-Off Fentanyl Act. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.